Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions training call. This morning is Monday, September 9th, 2019. I want to welcome you to this incredible call. We are in for a treat this morning. We have got a couple of folks joining us that I'm so excited for you to hear from. We've got Miss Judy Johnston, one of our executive directors from Albuquerque, New Mexico, standing by. She's going to share some tips with us. I'm so excited for you to hear from her. And then I cannot wait for our keynote training this morning from Mike and Mary Bakken from Minnesota. And I'm so ecstatic to hear from them. $150,000 ring earners. And they're going to be sharing with us here live on the call this morning. So I want to start by welcoming all of our new associates. I know that we've got some folks that have just joined our team. I want to welcome you, let you know that you're in the right place at the right time, not only on this call, although I will invite you to make this kind of the way to start your week off every week and just be on this call. I know for some of you, if you're out on the West Coast, it's a little bit early. We're 7 o'clock out there. But it's just a great way to launch your week and get it started on the right note. But when I say that you're in the right place at the right time, I want to tell you, I've been doing this for 17 years. I've been full-time with Legal Shield. There's never been a better time to be involved with this great company, and especially on the business solution side, where we're taking these products into businesses and offering them as an employee benefit. It keeps getting better and better and better, and so I want to welcome you and let you know that this is a fantastic time to be doing what we do. I had the privilege of being in Albuquerque, New Mexico this past Saturday. Miss Judy Johnston hosted an incredible event there. We had a packed room full of people, and we were talking about employee benefits. It was an employee benefits certification training. We had quite a few people from our team at that event. It was awesome to be able to spend time with them. And Judy Johnston and Karen Ward and I got to go out and eat dinner after, and we were just talking about some things, and Judy had some great tips. And I said, hey, would you mind getting on the call Monday and sharing those tips? And, of course, she's always happy to do so. So executive director qualified Judy Johnston, one of our employee benefit certification trainers as well. Welcome to the call. We're always glad to hear from you, and I'll go ahead and turn the call over to you.
Wow. Thanks, Mike. The real privilege was having Mr. Mike Riches come teach the associates in New Mexico his awesome business solutions employee benefit training. I've told them for years how awesome he is, and I've gotten many, many compliments about the training already. Anyway, what we were talking about first and foremost is the big event coming up, Salt Lake City. You need to be there. I was reiterating to Mike and Karen at dinner how I joined our team in February of 2015, and I didn't do anything for months, nothing. I think maybe I sold one program, didn't fast start qualify. I became a Legal Shield associate member right away, but then Mike encouraged me in April of 2015 to go to a big event, and I'm so glad I did. Not only did I meet lots of people from our team who gave me support, and I still have them for support today, Mr. Mike Riches scheduled a field training with me for in June, and I did all the trainings online. So, long story short, it was so impactful, that big event in Nashville in 2015. By the time Mike Riches came out to field train me and I was really having my pipeline full, by August of that same year, 2015, I hit executive director. So the big events make big things happen, and I want to encourage everyone to rethink why they need to go and not why they don't need to go to Salt Lake City. The other thing I agreed to share with Mike, especially in group solutions, sometimes we get stuck in a room to do employee benefit enrollment, and I've developed a little method that helps get more people to that room, because a lot of times nobody comes. So what I do, Legal Shield has a 1-minute survey you can print out back in LS Engage, Resources, under Digital Marketing Tools. And by the way, go look at that whole folder. It's got tons of stuff in it. But I take the 1-minute survey and I put it in a Word document. And at the very bottom, I add the comment, if you bring this survey to Judy Johnston on whatever day I'm going to be there, you will be in a drawing for a $25 gift card. Now, the beauty of that is you may not get to present to them, but they are going to bring that survey in, and you're going to have their name, phone number, and email to follow up after that event. And I do that, and I'm getting not a lot of members, but, you know, 3 or 4 really helps in an enrollment. So anyway, I just really want to encourage everyone again, get to Salt Lake City. Can't wait to go there and see everyone and meet everyone. And with that, Mike, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, can we just give that location one more time on
Yes.
LS Engage? I just want to make sure that we get that.
We go to Resources, and then it's Digital Marketing Tools, or you can just search for 1-minute survey, either
gotcha.
Way.
Okay. So Resources, and then, yeah, you'll see those drop-down menus there, Digital Marketing Tools, and that's great advice, Judy. There's some great stuff just under that drop-down, as you mentioned,
yeah.
in that folder. So I love it, and it's that one minute survey that we're looking for. That's great. I just thought that was a great tip. You know, you could use that in a voluntary enrollment, too, if you did like a lunch and learn, just trying to get, you know, drum up people to get there. Hey, complete this 1-minute survey and bring it in for a chance to win $25 gift card. I think that's just a brilliant idea. I really appreciated you sharing that. And again, congratulations to you on all of your success. I'm with you 100%. Cannot wait to see you in Salt Lake City. It's going to be such a phenomenal event. We are less than a month away from Salt Lake. That's coming up on October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Here's the great news. We're still in a good zone here where you can make an easy decision to go to Salt Lake City. Now, it's also easy to make a decision not to go. But I want you to think about the ramifications of those two decisions, which are not that difficult to make. Making the decision is pretty easy. The ramifications of deciding not to go could be major in your business and frankly, in your life. The ramifications of deciding to be in Salt Lake City could also be major, but in a positive way, again, to your business and to your life. I just want to do everything I can to encourage you to go. We're still more than 3 weeks out, so travel is inexpensive. You can get into Salt Lake City. You can still get a hotel, which I'm actually pretty surprised by, because hotels in Salt Lake, it's not like Las Vegas or Dallas where there's just a plethora of hotel rooms, and yet there are still hotel rooms available. We'll be posting if we haven't already, we may have already, I haven't seen, but if not, we'll be posting a message board on the Success Team World site where we can communicate. If some people share rides or even share rooms to cut costs, and that's totally fine as well. We'll be putting that together. But the key decision that you need to make today is to be in Salt Lake City on October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And if you'll get the why down, the how-tos take care of themselves. That's just kind of a general rule of life. Why do you need to be in Salt Lake City? And it could be the most impactful event for you ever, but it will not be. I guarantee it will not be if you're not there. So make the commitment, make the decision today. That's sometimes the toughest thing, is just to make the decision, but it's not a difficult decision. That's an easy decision to make. It will be one of the best things that you can possibly do, again, for your business. And in turn, that can have a positive impact on your life. Let me just share with you a couple of events that are coming up this week that we want to make sure are on your radar. First and foremost, this Wednesday, we do have an employee benefit certification webinar that I'm going to be doing. That's on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time. How do you register for that? It's real easy. You just go to the events page on successteamworld.com. So successteamworld.com, log in under your associate access, and then just go to the events page. That's the, if you look in the toolbar, it's the little icon that's a calendar. Click on that, and you can register right there for that webinar. I believe you can also go to successteamb2b.com. I think that link also works to get you registered for that. If you're doing your employee benefit certification through the online training, then that is a required piece of that. It's the final piece of your certification, and that's this Wednesday. But even if you're already certified and you just want to be able to plug in and get some good information for 2 hours, I would love to have you on that certification webinar this Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. To join our group there. And again, we're going to go over some important information as it relates to employee benefit sales. And then speaking of employee benefit sales, this Friday we have our B2B roundtable call. That's Friday the 13th. Now, don't be scared. It's going to be a good call. Friday the 13th at 9 a.m. Central Time. So the webinar is Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time. The roundtable call is Friday at 9 a.m. Central Time. And both of those are on the events page, so you can find that information. But if you want to put that in your calendar, just put an entry for this Friday, 9 a.m. Central Time. And it's the same number that you dialed to be on the call this morning. And that roundtable call is just an open discussion about what's working right now in employee benefit sales. Like the tip that Judy just shared, which is a fantastic tip. Some of you are going to take that and use it to increase your enrollments this week. It's those kinds of tips that we share on that roundtable call. And so I'd invite you to be a part of that discussion. There's not an agenda. There's not an outline. We just kind of take questions as they come, and it's a great chance to visit with some of the top producers in Legal Shield Business Solutions. So kind of just make sure that those two things are on your radar for this week. That's Wednesday and Friday. And then, of course, as I mentioned, we are a little over 3 weeks away from meeting together in Salt Lake City, Utah, for the 2019 Legal Shield Fall Leadership Summit. That is going to be just a phenomenal event. The training is going to be incredible. Remember, on the 3rd, we have our Solutions in Action training. If you haven't registered for that yet, which you can register for that as part of registering for the whole event, but make sure that you do that. I think there are still some seats available for that that advanced business solutions training on Thursday, October 3rd. So we'd love to have you. That's going to be a phenomenal event, as is the entire event there in Salt Lake City. Well, folks, as I mentioned, we are so privileged this morning to be joined by $150,000 ring earners, Mike and Mary Bakken from Minnesota, who are just exceptional leaders. We're so appreciative of all that they do. They're an incredible example. You know, they've earned that ring level, that recognition level, as earned, meaning that they write not just good, they don't just write a lot of business in their organization, but they write really good business in their organization, and they're an incredible example on that front. And they're just awesome leaders. They're good people, and they're the type of people that deserve to be successful. And part of that is their willingness to help others and to share, you know, the wisdom that they've been able to gain over their Legal Shield career. And we are so appreciative of them being on the call this morning, plugging in and sharing with us. Mr. Mike Bakken, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you again for being on here. We're excited to hear from you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mike Riches. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with Team Success. But more importantly, I always want to say thank you. Thank you to you and your brother, Mark, because you may not realize it, but the effectiveness that you've had on me and Mary and our family, we can never say enough times to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I always want to take that opportunity that you two are a huge piece of our success because of what you have poured into me and Mary. And therefore, I never want to take that granted. And I always want to take the time to say thank you. And I appreciate that. So with that being said, I was talking to Mary, and come October of next month is October. It will be 15 years since we became Legal Shield members. We did not become associates. That will be 15 years in February of 2020. So we became product users first. And I asked Mary, I said, what can we give? What would you like to hear if you were new, if you were seasoned, you've been in Legal Shield for many years? And we both, after taking some time just thinking about it, came back to the same thing. And many years ago, back in the day when it was used to call prepaid legal, prepaid legal used to send out DVDs that had rising stars on them. And the rising stars were new and upcoming people within their Legal Shield business of what they're doing, sharing stories. And it was really a part that me and Mary would look forward to receiving them because it gave us hope. And we would hang on to their stories. And we would look at each other after watching these minute and a half, 2.5 minute DVDs that corporate would send out, saying to ourselves, we can do that. We can do this opportunity. And really what they were sharing with us was just their stories. So me and Mary decided to have a session, what I like to call, and we've done this at Super Saturday events before, and we just call it what we say fireside chat with Mike and Mary. And I want to set the table up that we want you to feel like you're part sitting right in our living room. We're just having conversation. We're going to pour into you three areas of the business. The first is going to be product. The second is going to be the opportunity. And the third is going to be the lifestyle. And interesting enough, life always happens. It's a something that you cannot stop. It's constantly changing. And that's why I think what we do and what we have is so needed. And we're going to share our stories, what has happened in the past 90 to 180 days. Mary has some personal stories that she's going to share about the product. I have some personal stories that I will also share about the product, and then the opportunity and the lifestyle. So I want to get into and lay out, and I'm going to hand the call off to my wife, who's been an amazing support system. And here it is Monday morning, and she's sharing with us and you her thoughts on the first thing called the product. So I'm going to turn it over to Mary, and then she'll turn it back to me.
Hey, good morning, everyone. So I want to mention something else on the DVDs that would come in the mail, in our mailbox. I think they were once a month, where Mike shared that they had the Rising Star session. They also, on that DVD, had Platinum Profiles. And so you were able to sit down and watch Rising Stars, and you, of course, put yourself in that situation, and then you also watch the Platinum Profile. And I remember months would go by, and we weren't really active, weren't really doing a whole lot, and that DVD would show up, and we would watch it and then watch the Platinum Profile, and we would look at each other and say, what are we doing? Why aren't we doing this? I wish they still had those DVDs, because I truly feel that that's what kept us in the game, to have those show up. I know that you can access videos online now, but there's something different about it showing up in your mailbox, right in front of your face, right in your hand. I wish they would bring those back, but what my point is, those videos are available, and all you have to do is access them, and if you're ever feeling discouraged, watch the videos, because that will keep you going. So a little bit, so we're going to talk about the product right now, and unfortunately, Mike and I, over this past summer, had some very life-changing events happen. We had two people die, two very close people to us. And I'm going to tell you about one of them. Both of these estates were set up completely different from one another, and we have learned so much through the process of the right way and the wrong way, and I'm going to share with you my sister's story. Her husband passed away last November. His name is Tom. He's our brother-in-law. We miss him tremendously. But my sister was married to Tom for 12 years, and they both had a prior marriage. They didn't bring any minor children to the marriage. Tom actually had two estranged adult kids. They knew each other. They talked on the phone from time to time, with years in between. He had never really met his grandchildren, except for one time. They didn't have a relationship, and according to Tom, it was always heartbreak. Tom got sick 5 years ago, and through many surgeries, hospitalizations, chemotherapy, radiation, and all the ups and downs of his illness, his kids were informed, but they never showed up for 5 years. The summer before Tom died, which was last summer, his daughter showed up for a weekend, and his son showed up the night Tom died in the hospital. The daughter did not. They both showed up to the funeral. For as long as my sister was married to Tom, I had never met these kids and didn't really know a whole lot about them. My brother-in-law was sad about his relationship with them and never talked about it. So anyway, my brother-in-law, he died without a will. Now, as a family member and an associate with Legal Shield, it's heartbreaking to me. First, when Mike and I signed up as associates in February, it'll be 15 years, everyone knew about it. All of our family members signed up. My sister signed up, but she never got her will done, and she ended up canceling her membership. And I often wonder how many members that do cancel without getting their will done. I honestly just don't think people realize what they have in their hands. So as hard as it is, it's what it is. So she my brother-in-law didn't have his will done. Well, over the summer, about a month ago, my sister got a letter from an attorney that the estranged son has decided to come after her for his share of the estate. He knew there wasn't a will because he asked my sister at the funeral if there was one. He wants all of my brother-in-law's possessions, his ashes, his legal documents, all his money, just to name a few things that he listed. And he sent nasty text messages to my sister saying that she only knew him for 14 years, was married for 12 years, and she doesn't deserve his stuff. All my sister wants is her husband back. And this estranged son wants his stuff. To make matters worse, through all of this, they realized that their home was titled as tenancy in common rather than joint tenancy, which basically means that when one person dies, their portion goes to their next of kin and not to the spouse. Now, you can Google all that. I have spent so much time on Googling all of these things. It's absolutely crazy. I didn't know that this even existed, but from what I understand, this should only be set up if you are going to buy an investment with a non-family member. Theirs was titled incorrectly. It was a mistake, and if they would have had their documents reviewed, this would have been caught. Again, it just breaks my heart. So document review and getting their will done, this could have been prevented. All of this could have been prevented. My sister bought the house before she knew her now husband. She added him to the title when they refinanced a few years ago, but that doesn't even matter. The way it's titled, the estranged son has rights to it. Needless to say, my sister now has Legal Shield. She has gotten her will done. She has also hired our provider law firm to represent her at the 25% discount. Oh, Mike and I have been with her through all of this and will continue to be, but it's just absolutely heartbreaking. She's falling apart completely, as you can imagine. Her court date is in October, and Lord only knows how this is going to end up for her. She's devastated, absolutely devastated, as we all are. She just wants Tom back. I'm not sure how anyone can treat a grieving widow like this, but this is life. This is what happens, and my heart just breaks for her. And this all could have been prevented with our product through document review number one. All of this would have been completely avoided the way the title was recorded through document review and by getting their will done. Right, Mike?
That is correct. And that's one side of the story and why our product is so important. And you never know when life happens. The second part of the product story I'm going to share with you happens to be that it was with my father. My father passed away on June 22nd of this year, and I'm going to go more detailed in that when we talk about the opportunity, but I want to talk about the product, the will, the documentation, everything on that part. My dad had all that stuff set up to the T. It did not miss a beat. I have three siblings, two brothers and a sister. The house was in a trust. His investments and CDs were on POD, paid out on death, and it just went so smooth. It was absolutely incredible because my dad had them documentations all set up properly. And so you're getting two sides of the quarter coin here. You know, you're getting my brother-in-law side, and then you're getting my father-in-law side, but the gist of the story is these two entities of our product, will preparation, health care directive, limited power attorney, and document review is so critically important. But I want to stress a little bit about the power of attorney and health care directive, because somewhere along the line, my father had slipped up, and that stuff was not done. Well, due to HIPAA laws and all this stuff, when you go into the hospital, and Dad was in the hospital multiple times this summer, the nurses are not going to tell you anything unless it's all documented on power of attorney or health care directive. So, me being a Legal Shield associate, contacted my provider law firm, Wagner, Faulkner & Judd, and I said, we have a glitch. I need your help. It's very serious. My dad's in the hospital right now, and I need the power of attorney and health care directive set up. And that law firm, our law firm, Wagner, Faulkner & Judd, I cannot say enough how they went out of their way. They understood the urgency of it. They got the documentation done completely, I believe, within that very first day of me reaching out in the morning. I had it in an email. I went to the hospital administration office down there where they weren't going to give us records because I was, you know, we're not on there. And I had all these documents. I got them copied, I got them signed, I had a notary. They contacted one of the nursing staff administrator who was a notary. I had the paperwork printed off, brought in my dad's room, went through it with him because his mind was there, everything was good there. And I told him exactly what we're doing, and the hospital was just amazed how all this stuff came through so quickly. And I can't tell you how I felt so strong and powerful, not in a physical sense, but just having this law firm on my back, just having this law firm protecting me and protecting my dad and protecting my siblings. It was amazing. And then the provider attorney emailed me in that day and said, Mike, I'm so sorry. The law firm, were with all your needs and everything you're going through with your dad, we're here for you. If you need anything, do not hesitate and call my direct line. I was absolutely blown away by that. And I just remember feeling so sad because of what was going on with my dad, but so empowered because so privileged of what me and Mary had stumbled across 15 years ago called Legal Shield. And my point on the product, Team Success, this is a needed product. I want you to stand tall. I want you to stand confident. I want you to know what we have people need. And no matter if a family member said, you know, like what Mary said, they even cancel it. Well, you can't help that. But you just have to understand people need what we have, and you can stand tall with that and just feel completely proud of that. So that's our product story. We wanted to hit that because product is everything. You know, if you don't have a good product, you probably, most likely, 100% will not have a good opportunity. And that's going to lead us into our next discussion of our fireside chat, is the opportunity. But I will set it up for some frustrating way. I don't know why, but like I said, it'll be 15 years next month that we became product users, and I turned down the gentleman. I was a corporate lead. What that means is I found out about the product, and this person in Minneapolis sat me down and went through the product, and he said, Mike, you're very entrepreneur. I feel like you'd be a good fit with this. I think you should really take a look at this. And I turned down this individual 5 separate times. I said no. I said no, thank you. One time I even said, will you just please leave me alone with this opportunity. And today I'm so grateful that he was persistent. I'm so grateful that he didn't shut me out of his world and said, that guy said no. He said, please leave me alone. I'm never talking to him again. I owe everything to that individual who signed me up. And his name is John Joyce. He's recently has passed away as well. But if he would have shut me out and said, well, I approached him twice and he said no, where would me and Mary be today? And we're going to share you about that opportunity. So I'm first going to turn it over to Mary. She's going to hit something on the opportunity. Then I'll bring it back on the opportunity as well.
We are so grateful to John and Susan Joyce, aren't we? I just appreciate them so much. And I don't know if any of you had an opportunity to meet John, but he was just a very gentle, sweet man, and his personality was exactly what Mike needed at that time in his life, because at that time in our life, we were going through quite a bit of hardship just with, well, you know, we all know about the real estate bubble burst and the stock market crashing and just all of those terrible things that were happening back there. We owned our own car dealership at the time, and that too went through some major, major turmoil. And so Mike needed mentorship more than anything. He needed to be built back up because he was definitely beaten down by everything that was going on in our life. And John came into our life not only offering an opportunity that was amazing, that we grabbed hold of. Mike always looked at it as a life preserver. You know, he had prayed and prayed and prayed for God to send some miracle for everything that we were going through. And he always says that the life preserver came to him from God with the name of Legal Shield on it back then, Prepaid Legal. But John was just very gentle and soft-hearted and was exactly the personality that Mike needed at the time in our life. And we are so grateful to him and his wife. But anyway, there's a lot we'll talk about in the lifestyle section, but this section is on opportunity and basically why this is an opportunity. And going back to my sister's story, my sister and her husband both had a prior marriage, and they brought adult kids to the marriage. And so basically it was just the two of them. It wasn't, you know, a blended family with minor kids. But I was just kind of Googling some statistics, and we all have heard this multiple times, that almost 50% of marriages end in divorce. Well, I did a little further Googling and found that 40% of first marriages end in divorce, 60% of second marriages end in divorce, and if you have a blended family, that goes up to 70%. I cannot believe those statistics. It's just crazy to me. But speaking of my sister's situation, this is why we have such an opportunity, because these people need to be informed. If you solely focus on document review and the will, you will see how important it is to reach these families, especially when we all know the stats of 70% of Americans die without a will in place at all. It's staggering. If these people only knew how at risk they were, if my sister knew how at risk she was and what could happen, she would have gotten her will done. My brother-in-law would have gotten his will done. Of course they would have. Most people would do it if they realized what really could happen. I think people hear about it, but they don't believe it's going to happen to them. They believe that their family gets along. They believe that there's not going to be any hiccups. In my sister's situation, in her eyes, they didn't have a lot, so why do they need a will? That's really what her thinking was. I've heard many Legal Shield presentations, business briefing presentations, and most of those presenters will say, if you die without a will, the state will have one done for you. I've heard it over and over and over and over again, and you listen to that, and you don't really understand what that means until you have a personal situation, until it really hits you personally. And just with everything that's going on with my sister, and I don't know if you can tell, but I'm uptight about it, I'm sad about it, I'm stressed about it. I just want to fix everything for her because she's grieving and devastated, and I've had many long phone conversations with her just trying to keep her head above water because she's so devastated by this. Her fear is that she's going to lose everything. The Legal Shield provider law firm have told her that they've told her she won't, but they don't know really what's going to happen until we go to court. But look at how many families, she's just one person that we know of. Look at how many families like her are out there that are at such a huge risk. And again, if you take this opportunity as an associate with Legal Shield and you just focus on document review and the will, every single person you run across, every single person, every single family needs our product.
That is correct. And I'm going to focus on about building the business on the opportunity because make no mistake about it, it's a business. And just like in the beginning when I needed that mentorship from John Joyce, further into my Legal Shield career, I needed another mentorship. And it happens to be Mark Riches. Mark Riches, I had him come to the state of Minnesota to put on a Super Saturday. This was years ago, and I'll never forget his training. This is in my infant stages of building my business, and everyone that knows Mark is he can be very dramatic, very comedy, just very filled with energy. And he was at the front of the room, and he said, like, building your Legal Shield business, he goes, it's like, has anyone had to push a car? You know, it stalled, and you get behind it, and you're pushing so hard, and Mark even fell down on the carpet, I think, and you might fall down pushing the car, and then you just get a little energy, and it just gets going, and it gets easier and easier and easier. He goes, then you can run behind it and just push it with a couple fingers. And I remember that training, so it's like it was yesterday, and it really hit me because it was the simplicity of this business. It's going to be hard in the beginning. Make no mistake about it. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have frustrating days. You're going to have frustrating months. But if you can take our story, other people's story, and just hang on and fight for your family and get bruised up and fall down and get backed up and just know that it can change your life, it will be so worth the bruises. I always tell people this. You're going to do something anyways. Are you going to work for someone else at a corporate and put all the time and effort to make that person's or persons wealthy and not change your life? Or are you going to put in the time to fight for your family? It won't be easy. It will definitely be worth it. And a quote by Zig Ziglar, I absolutely love this quote, and this happens to go along with the opportunity. Zig's quote was this, quitting is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. I'm going to say it one more time. Quitting is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Why do I bring that up? Because it's going to enter your mind. The frustration will hit you. I'm pouring my heart to you today on our living room, and so is my wife, and I can tell you that I had cried to my wife. I told her this isn't working. I told her I have to go do something else, and she said, Mike, you can do it. Just wake up tomorrow and give it another shot. The good news is I might have quit that day, but I always recommitted the very next day. I never, ever walked away from it, but I'm sharing with you, it's going to be hard. But I tell people all the time, I would rather have somebody tell me, you know, hey, it's easy, it's sleazy, get in and everything is just perfect. It's not. You're building a business. In fact, you're building a multi-million dollar business. Me and Mary are on our second $1 million that we are earning from home. It blows my mind. But what if back in the day when I went to Mary and I was frustrated and I said, Mary, it's not working. What if she said, yeah, you know what, Mike, just quit. Just go get a job like everyone else does and just go do it. What if I would have done that? The next segment, what I'm going to share with you is lifestyle. And it goes hand in hand. And this should really resonate with you. And the reason I want to focus on product, opportunity, and lifestyle, because facts tell, stories sell. And hopefully you're grabbing something from our stories about the product, our stories about the opportunity. And I'm so excited to share with you our lifestyle story. So I'm going to turn it back over to Mary, and then I'll be back shortly.
Well, honestly, I sometimes think that we were at an advantage because of our background. I absolutely knew that if Mike went and got a job, it would devastate him and our family. Because where he came from, he was working at an auto dealership, and he was putting in 80 hours a week. Not every 2 weeks, it was 80 hours a week. And this was back when our kids were quite small. I felt like a single parent, to be honest with you, because I was also working full-time. And Mike was not able to help in any way as far as getting kids up and out the door in the morning and getting them in bed at night. He was at work, and this was before we opened our own store. But he was working for a large franchise dealership. It's one of those situations, if anyone has ever been in the auto industry before, we always compare it to the NFL or any professional sports, actually. The coach is always at risk of being fired. If you are not, if your team is not performing, they fire coaches left and right. And Mike was in upper management, and so he was always feeling like he was going to be fired. You would have 1 month where everything was just absolutely wonderful, and the owner of that dealership wined and dined and threw him the keys to his Corvette for the weekend and all of these wonderful things. And then the very next month, if sales weren't where he wanted them to be, you heard things like, well, I'm not sure this is working anymore, or maybe he was just given the cold shoulder. And it was terrible. I mean, it was just a terrible situation to be in, and I saw my husband being beaten down day in and day out. There was one time that our little girl, Holly, I don't know how old she was at the time, but she was little, and she said to Mike one day, Dad, have you been gone all week? And he said, no, I've been working all week. The point was that Mike was gone at work before she got up in the morning, and then she went to bed at night, and that's when Mike got home. And so she just didn't see him because he was at work all week. And we always used to, you know, kind of joke a little bit now that we all gathered around him when he did come home early enough for supper, it was long after our supper, but he kind of ate his suppers out of the microwave oven, and that's just what our lifestyle was. So I think because of that, when Legal Shield came along, I wanted this to work so bad. I did not want him to quit. I believed the DVDs that came in the mail, the platinum profiles. I just saw us there. I knew that we could do this if we just worked hard and never gave up, because that's what the DVDs always told us. I think the biggest thing Mike did to get my support was he involved me. He brought me to business briefings. He brought me to Super Saturdays. He brought me to all the conventions. I got to witness for myself all the success stories, and I was able to see us in that, and I knew the alternative was for him to go back to that 80-hour-a-week job, and I did not want that, and therefore I did not want him to quit. So what has that done for us now? All of that hard work that was put in, our lifestyle stays crazy. I just can't. I mean, can we believe it, Mike? I look at our counters, or what they used to be called. I go on Legal Shield every morning and I record our daily deposit, and it just blows me away. I honestly cannot believe it, and sometimes I feel guilty. Because I see all the people going to and from work. There's a bridge. We live in the historic town of Stillwater, Minnesota, and there's this huge bridge right across the St. Croix River that we can see from our window, and there's cars constantly, early in the morning, going over that bridge. and then again late at night. And it's just a constant flow of traffic. And I look out there and I think, where are they going? And where are they coming from? And are they happy? And do they realize there's more to life than just traveling to and from work every day? And I know people have to work. You have to put food on the table, and you need to keep your job until this starts making the money for you. But we are at that point now where it's just crazy. And I have my husband here with me every day. We work together. We have our lunch together. We have our coffee in the morning together. It's such a different lifestyle that I just sometimes have to pinch myself. I can't believe it.
Well, thank you, Mary, and I'm just going to piggyback on the lifestyle side of it, and I want to go back to the time when my dad died this summer on June 22nd, Memorial Day week, and my dad died of congestive heart failure. So he was 79 and a half, had an amazing life, good man, Christian value, Christian man, brought us upright. I mean, I know my dad's in a better place just because of my belief. And I'm not going to preach to you. That would be Adam Thompson and Scott Brooks to do that. But I'm just going to tell you, I know where my dad is at, and he's in a good place. But why talk about the lifestyle with that? Because when my dad was in and out of the hospitals, ladies and gentlemen, I did not miss one of those hospitals. I was by his bedside. I was at home with him when he was recovering. And then 2 days later, he'd be back in the hospital. He was in the hospital. I can't even tell you how many weeks he was in the hospital. I did not miss a day, a minute, an hour. I was with my father, and so was Mary. And this is all because of this amazing opportunity, because I stuck with it, stayed with it, built an organization, and it was amazing that I was taught. And I talked to Mark Rich, has really poured into me about building a team. I didn't do nothing for June and July. I took phone calls in, but where my heart and my mind was at was with my dad. I did not do the business, okay, and I want to be very clear. I took phone calls in. But June and July, me and Mary would deposit in our bank account over $30,000 those 2 months. This is an amazing thing. This is where I pinched myself, and I remember the time watching these DVDs about The Rise and all those people, and it's possible. It is so possible. So I'm so grateful that I was able to spend the last few days with my father by his bedside, knowing where he's going, and just because of this incredible opportunity, I was able to drop everything, and because of an incredible team that we have built, I just can't express it. Hopefully you understand that. I'm going to share another transition about lifestyle. Back in April, me and Mary, I've always wanted one, and I decided, you know what, actually, as Mary said, just go do it. I'm tired of you talking about, just go do it. So we went and purchased a Harley-Davidson. I grew up on motorcycles. I've always wanted one. And she said, would you just go do it? It's not about the money, Mike. Just go do it. So we did it. But what I want to point out about the lifestyle, I was not going to ride a Harley when we took the little miniature trips and go here and there. I looked at the radar. And we wanted to go up north to Duluth, Minnesota, which is about five and a half hour round trip, 700 miles. So I looked at the forecast one weekend. I looked at it on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And I said, Mary, it's blue skies in Duluth. It's blue skies in Stillwater. Let's go. That's how we planned that trip. Now, in the olden days, when I was at corporate America, I'd have to put in my vacation time and I'd have to put in the time saying, hey, I'm going here, going, doing that. And you would have to go on that vacation if you're riding a motorcycle, if it's rain or sunshine or not. Now, because of this opportunity, I can dictate when I want to do something or not doing something. And I hope you take it sincere from me and Mary. This is not about us. We did not share the product, the opportunity, and the lifestyle to say, oh, good for you, Mike and Mary. This is not what it's about. We're sharing this for you to know that you and every one of you out there, this can change your life if you work the work, if you do the do's. And I didn't spend any time on the how-tos, because we have an incredible training system in the back office of Team Success. I don't need to spend that time. But we wanted to pour into you our stories. We wanted to pour into you it's possible. We wanted to pour into you that if you just stick and stay and do the work, your life will be completely different in the future. There is still times today, believe it or not, that I will look at Mary when we're away for a while and I haven't been back to the house, and I just feel like I need to tell someone. And my mind is, as an employee, I need to tell someone I'm not at work. Well, I'm not at work because I own my own business. But that's how amazing this changes your lifestyle. We have peace in our life. We have gratitude, appreciation. And when you go through the challenges that we went through, the blessings that we went through this past summer, I am so grateful to not only Mark and Mike Riches, but to that man called John Joyce who introduced me to this opportunity. And in closing, I want to share you with one thing, another statement from Zig Ziglar. If you can tell, I really like Zig. Zig has the word fear spelled out, F-E-A-R, and he says, fear has two meanings, forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours. I'll read it one more time. Fear has two meanings, forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours. You see, ladies and gentlemen, 15 and a half years ago, I had a choice. I could have pulled the blankets over my head. I could have went to Mary when I was down on my knees crying, saying, God, what am I doing? And I could have just pulled the covers over my head. And I didn't even know this quote was out there by Zig, but I chose to face everything and rise. And take one thing from our little fireside chat today. I believe each and every one of you can have this incredible feeling. Don't miss out on the national conventions of Salt Lake City. That's one reason, a powerful reason, why we're sitting here today sharing this, is because we never miss the big events. With that, Mr. Riches, me and Mary are signing off, and we'll turn it back over to you.
Wow. I just want to thank you on behalf of our entire team here, Mike and Mary, for your incredible and heartfelt training here this morning. And you used the right term, for pouring into us from your heart, and we're benefiting from your perspective and your wisdom, but we're really benefiting from, again, your care and concern, and it's palpable and real and authentic, and I just can't thank you enough for just a beautiful, beautiful training and segment that you shared. Thank you again, and I also want to say that our heartfelt condolences go out to both of you. I know both of you have lost loved ones, and I appreciate you being willing to share that in, again, a very real and authentic way. It does have everything to do with what we're trying to do with, you know, yes, Mike, you mentioned it's a business, and we should make no mistake about that, but it's a business where we're able to help people do things that they really need to do and get done things that really do need to be done. And we can't forget about that. We can't lose sight of that crusade and that mission because we're worried about a commission or a counter or a premium dollar. I mean, those things are important. They are. But at the end of the day, what we're accomplishing for people is absolutely why we're all here. And thank you for bringing that front and center here this morning and for just, again, sharing from your heart that beautiful, beautiful message. I really like the quote that Mike shared at the end from Zig Ziglar. Again, those two acronyms of fear, forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. I was reading an article that my wife shared with me this weekend, and I'll just share this with you in closing here. It was about the state of Colorado, and I thought about some of our folks like Evan Westensko who live in Colorado. The state of Colorado is really two very different states, and it's kind of split down the middle. The western half is like Utah and other areas that are just full of the Rocky Mountains, and it's a beautiful, beautiful area. The eastern half of Colorado are very similar to the plains of Kansas and Nebraska, and so two very different geographical areas, and almost always when a storm comes from the west and blows to the east. So it comes from the mountains and it blows to the east. And this article was about the difference between cows and buffalo. And in most places, it's actually pretty rare for cows and buffalo to graze on the same land, but there are areas in Colorado where you see that and where it happens. And this person that was writing the article wrote about the difference between the two. When the cows sense that a storm is coming, they run away from the storm. And so the storm comes off of the mountains from the west, and it goes towards the east, and the cows run east. And what it ends up doing is it actually prolongs their time in the storm because they're running with the storm. And so they're in the storm longer. They're there. Now, eventually the storm passes over them. But again, because they're running away from that storm, and that's just their natural instinct, and that's, you know, probably a natural human tendency as well, to run away from a problem, but it actually prolongs the time in the problem. And buffalo treat that completely the opposite. When they sense a storm coming, they turn towards it and they run into the storm. They run west. That storm's coming from the west, and they run west. And because of that, it dramatically shortens the amount of time that the buffalo are actually in the storm. Now, both of them are in a storm, but the amount of time and the effect of that storm has everything to do with their response. And I think there are a lot of applications to our life, but I'll just apply it to our business. What is your storm today? What is it that you don't necessarily want to do in your business today? Or this week, or this month? And as long as you and I are forgetting everything and running, as long as that's the way that we're reacting, it's just going to prolong the time that we spend in the storm. If, for example, you say, you know, I really need to pick up the phone and do some prospecting, and I probably ought to do it today, but I might do it tomorrow. Listen, the longer you put that off, the worse it's going to be. Versus just saying, okay, you know what, I'm gonna run towards this thing. I'm going to pick up the phone. I'm going to do it. And all of a sudden, you start seeing the results. What is it? What's the storm in your business? And how can you turn towards that and just face it? I love it. I love I love, Mike, how you shared that. And again, face everything and rise. I mean, that is what it's all about. Turn towards it, face it, get it over with. If you're nervous about making the commitment to go to Salt Lake City, get it over with. Just make the commitment. Just do it. Again, the how-tos will work themselves out. Just make it the commitment. Just do it. Don't prolong it. Don't keep putting it off. That's just staying in a storm while you run away from it. Make the commitment. Face that thing and run towards it. Mike and Mary, again, thank you so much for sharing today. I'm getting messages left and right here of how impactful your segment has been for our team, and I cannot thank you enough from the bottom of my heart for your leadership and your example, and again, your willingness to share from your heart. A big thank you to Miss Judy Johnson as well this morning. Thank you to all of you for joining our call. We've got a big week coming up. We'll join you on our webinar this Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time. Don't forget, we've got our leadership call this Thursday, our team building support call, at 6 p.m. Central Time, and of course our roundtable call, our B2B roundtable call, at 9 a.m. Friday Central Time as well. God bless every one of you. Thank you for being on the call today, and let's make it a great week.